Hello guys.
Hello guys.
Today we will be reading a story.
Today
we will
show
The Happy Library.
The Happy Library.
After the vacation.
After the vacation.
The children started returning to school.
Children started to school.
But no one had come to the library.
No one had come to the library.
To meet the books.
To read the books.
In the library.
In the library,
the children's books, and
magazines,
were eagerly waiting for the children. Through the window, they could see them walking by. A book lying on the table said, "It's a pleasure."
It's a pleasure
to see the children.
To see the children.
After such a long time.
After such long time.
How much fun it will be when.
How much fun will be when.
These little readers take us in their hands. And read happily again.
We read happily again.
We will tell them stories, poems.
We will tell them
stories. Poems and riddles. The newspaper.
Newspaper.
That bought the latest news daily.
Bought the latest news daily.
Became.
Became.
Sad.
Sad.
As he knew the reality.
As he knew the reality.
He said in a humble voice.
He said humble voice.
During the coronavirus epidemic. Schools and libraries were closed.
Schools and libraries were closed.
For a long time.
For a long time.
So readers have started.
Readers have started.
Losing interest in books.
Losing interest in books.
And due to their online studies.
Due to online studies.
Some children.
Some children.
Now play games.
You can.
Books. Newspaper. This is newspaper. Okay. So read after me. And due to the online studies.
Due to the online studies.
Some children. Now play games.
Now play games.
On their mobile phones.
On their mobile phones.
And search for stuff on the internet.
Search for stuff on the internet.
The books and magazines were surprised.
Books and
to hear this. Are they still doing that?
Are they still doing
that? The newspaper said. The situation is changing. As they are now. Becoming aware of the disadvantages of. The excessive use of mobile phones. A magazine.
Thank the newspaper.
And said. My dear newspaper. When our publication and the library were closed for some time. You were publishing children's literature. Papa, on one of the. The newspaper said.
Newspaper said.
The situation is changing.
Generate.
As they are now becoming aware of the disadvantages of excessive use of mobile phones. A magazine thanked the newspaper.
And said.
My dear newspaper. When our publication and library were closed for some time. You were publishing children's literature on one of your pages. In that way. You maintained the children's reading habits. I am grateful for that. A children's magazine expressed concern. That's okay, but the behavior of children towards us has changed. Earlier, I used to provide them entertainment as well as knowledge through various children literature and activities. But look, some kids are still glued to their computers and mobile phones and don't even look at us. Another magazine also said, in despair, I am saddened by this too. I remember the days when children used to spend a lot of time with us. They were engaged in stories and various areas of general knowledge, but now they have changed. A colorful magazine could not contain herself when she heard this. She came out of the cupboard and said, yes, because of books and magazines, children used to become very good friends. While one read, the other listened. They used to tussle over us. What golden days were those? A science magazine consoled them, saying, hey friends, all of you are getting frustrated unnecessarily, and it's only a matter of time. They will gradually mingle with us as before. While the books were worrying, a good thing happened. After the prayer in the school, the librarian Naveen explained the importance of books to all the children. He was trying to reconnect children with books. He said, children, books and magazines are our two friends. Reading them increases our knowledge as well as confidence. They show us the right way of to live the life. That's why I urge all of you to come out to the library. His words encouraged the children to read books. Later, a period was marked for children to visit the library. The books and magazines were also happy with this arrangement. All the children started looking at the books and magazines in the library. Some children were so fond of reading the books that books knew them very well. A book of stories told the children, well, children, welcome. We are glad that you all want to stay connected with us. I look forward to telling you many more stories like before. Partha, who likes stories very much, said, of course, I have learned to write while reading stories. Whenever a magazine organizes a story competition, or if I have to write a story for the picture, from a picture, I definitely try to receive awards 2 or 3 times. Seeing Seema, a small magazine said excitedly, hey Seema, how are you? Remember me when I used to sing different types of children's songs and poems to you? You sang too and danced along. Seema laughed and said, yes, my dear magazine, I remember well. I wrote those poems and sent them to you. I am ready to write new poems and send them to you again. Will you publish those poems? The little magazine exclaimed joyfully, of course, I would be glad to do that. The science magazine said, hey Seema and Jay, remember how you used to run to me often to discover things about science and general knowledge to increase your knowledge? You asked me so many questions. I kept on giving you new information. Yes, we will read you again regularly. This is how our scientific viewpoint develops. We will also get to know about a lot of upcoming new technology. I want to be a scientist in future. The science magazine beamed. Another magazine jumped with joy upon seeing Rita and Jitu and said, I know you little riddles. You like riddles. Do you remember how you two would come to me every day during the free period to solve and enjoy the crosswords in me? You like finding the differences between similar looking pictures and mistakes. Rita smiled and said, yes, I love riddles and puzzles in magazines. Crosswords help me learn new words.
Yeah, my hoti bagal.
Jitu said, activities like find the way through the maze and find the differences in the pictures make us better at observing things. Seeing them talking, both Rishi and Disha brothers and sisters came to them. Rishi said, "We also enjoy solving puzzles like that." Disha said, "While solving puzzles, we laugh a lot when we see each other's confused faces until someone gets frustrated thinking about a riddle they cannot find the answer to it." Wow, it's a very nice story. So we'll continue this in our next episode. It's a really good story about how the books are coming back.
Of course, Nala.
And thank you. Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Today we'll be continuing with our story. Happy Library.
Happy Library.
Wow. The children's magazine.
Children's magazine.
Started laughing. While listening to them.
Then she said.
And remember how you drew beautiful pictures by joining the dots on my pages? Whilst also learning how to count. The children smiled and nodded in agreement.
Another magazine said.
Do you remember how you colored in the pictures on my page? And then ran to show everyone. You also won drawing competitions. Won't you start sending me beautiful drawings again? Kishore reminisced. Laughed and said. Yes, of course. My favorite hobby is drawing a picture by connecting the dots and then coloring it. The magazine happily said.
I am glad.
Whenever I organize a picture contest. All of you should participate enthusiastically. And send me good pictures. I will publish your pictures.
On my pages.
And thank you for the good work. I will present your work to everyone. This made the children's enthusiasm about being associated with magazine increase further. Jia, looking at a comic book, said. I still like comics. When I gave a comic book to a friend, it broke his bad habit of watching cartoons on his mobile phone all the time. Wow, this is good. So you should always read books, okay? At the same time, a book of plays jumped upon and said, "Remember every week you performed plays on various topics on the school stage? You showed the importance of literacy and cleanliness in campaign. Environmental awareness and comedy plays too. Vicky and Veena acted so well last time during the play about saving trees. Vicky did an excellent job showcasing the pain of a tree that was cut." Veena and all her friends smiled. Then Vicky said, "I've always loved taking part in plays and performing on the stage. It increases our confidence and makes others aware of our various social issues. I will definitely read you and choose good plays to perform." "That's great," said the book of plays, feeling elated. The Atlas said, "Children, I hope you will also come to me to get information from the maps of the country and the world. I will give you interesting information about different countries and places. Of course, dear Atlas, the children said. While running her fingers along the library books, Mina said, A while ago, I was only reading e-books on my mobile phone. I will come here regularly now. One book expressed a concern by saying, You are all smart kids, but some of your friends are still spending an unnecessary long time on mobiles and computers. That's not right. Wouldn't they all want to be friends with us like they were before? Jitu consoled the books, saying, Sure, why not? You will always be our friends. We will tell them about the importance of books and magazines and ask them to stay away from mobiles. So you should always stay away from mobiles and read books. Do writing, okay? The newspaper smiled and said, See how much the children will still love us. We were worrying unnecessarily. Our endeavor to give children knowledge and joy in childhood will succeed. All the books and magazines burst into tears of happiness. They were confident that soon many other children would also come to library regularly and become good friends with them. Seeing everyone happy, the library smiled too. Wow, this is a really good story. So it is really good to always read books and leave mobiles. Okay? Thank you.